afternoon. I call the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meeting to order. Today is Tuesday, September 6, 2022, and the time is, my watch says 1:03 p.m., but that says about 1:07, so somewhere in there. Please silence your cell phones. This is Chair Natasha Von Imhoff of the Denali Room at the Anchorage LIO, and we have the following members present here in Anchorage, myself. We have Representative James Kaufman, Representative Andy Josephson, Representative Ivy Sponholz, and Senator Laura Reinbold. We have on the phone Representative Ortiz, alternate. Thank you for helping us get a quorum. We also have Senator Keel and Representative Edgman. Thank you guys for all being part of it today. Be here. This is for our first item on the agenda. I would like to ask Alexi Painter, Legislative Financial Analyst, I believe who's on the phone, yes, as well as Morgan Foss, Department of Fish and Game Financial Analyst, who are on the line, and we have Representative Chris Tuck. Thank you. Please put yourself, Mr. Painter and Morgan Foss, on the record and go over the RPLs. We do have an RPL here for Pink Salmon Disaster 2016 Gulf of Alaska for $1 million. So, Mr. Painter, if you could begin.
Sure. For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division, and I'll be going over the one RPL we have today. Is RPL number 2023-0035 for the Department of Fish and Game, the Pink Salmon Disaster 2016 Gulf of Alaska, in the amount of $1 million of statutory designated program receipts. This RPL is increasing the appropriation for a capital project from 2020 originally, or FY20, excuse me. And the original capital project was for $3.63 million for the Pink Salmon disaster. There were unspent funds that were reallocated to research projects, and that's $1 million as part of that. One thing I would note is that the funding source in the budget originally was statutory designated program receipts. That's because while these are federal funds originally, they passed through the National Marine Fisheries Service, which actually distributes the funds to us, or through the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission. So that's a non-government entity. So we, that's the recipient or the grantee. So that's why we call it SDPR rather than Fed. I think going forward, we may try to have these reflected as federal funds because it may be a little easier to track that way, but that's how the original appropriation was, and I think it fits to keep doing that. So there's no match requirement for this funding, and it should be complete by the end of the year, so we do not have any technical issues with this RPL.
Do we have any questions from committee members? Okay, thank you, Mr. Painter. Seeing none and hearing none from legislators online, Vice Chair Tuck, would you please make a motion to move the RPL?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the following RPL. Did we go over all of them?
We just have the one.
The following RPL as presented to the committee. This pertains to the Department of Fish and Game. It's 11-2023-0035, Pink Salmon Disaster, 2016 Gulf of Alaska Statutory Design Program Receipts, 1108, the tune of $1 million.
So we have a motion to move the RPL forward. Do we have an objection for moving the RPL forward? Seeing or hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you, members, for this. We can set this aside. Okay, so our next order of business is to further consider the special audit request for the Office of Information Technology. So we have Representative Bonholz. If you could please come before the committee, you can stay wherever you want. You can stay there, yeah. And Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor, is here for available for questions. Okay. So as you may recall, this committee previously passed an OIT audit review. During session, we had many conversations with OIT, and OIT also presented to the Senate Finance Committee. Representative Bonholz, could you please speak to your special audit request and now moving forward for a formal audit?
Yeah, thank you very much, Madam Chair. We
have been continuing to track the progress of OIT and the improvement of IT security in the state of Alaska. I met most recently with Bill Swift, head of OIT, in August 23rd of this last month, I guess. And they're making a lot of progress, but I think that one of the things that is really clear to me is that we still need to do the IT security audit. And in reviewing the minutes from the November 21st meeting, there was a little bit of ambiguity in the language that we wanted to just be crystal clear on, so we could make sure that we gave the auditor all of the authority that she needs in order to ensure that we get the kinds of comprehensive information we need to be sure that we're not going to be vulnerable in future years. And in meeting with Bill Smith, they've made a lot of progress towards, you know, centralization of cloud migration, which is one of the, we funded a bunch of items in the supplemental budget this year in order to ensure they had all of the financial resources. But given that the IT audit that we would be proposing would take place probably in maybe as late as 2 years from now, it's an opportunity for us to sort of revisit the work that has been done basically is being done right now and ensure that we are where we need to be and that the legislature has all of the information that they need, that we need to adequately fund and support the work of OIT. And in talking with Bill, who's very comfortable with that timeline and felt like they would have been able to demonstrate enough progress by that point in time, that it would be a very useful tool. And Ms. Curtis has joined us to answer any questions about why it is we might need to change the language. I'm proposing that we have an amended motion, so we can just be crystal clear that we're not just talking about a review, but we're talking about an audit as well, moving into the future, which is an important. That one difference in word is a big deal on the for Ms. Curtis. So, thank you. Just real quickly, we have Senator Wilson on the line and Senator Michicki on the line. Thank you both for calling in. I actually really appreciate that. So, Ms. Curtis, yes, please comment on this. And then do you have this extra language, or do you have it, Ms. Curtis, and we can take a look at it? Where's this amended language?
I think we sent a memo to your office last month, and you can just make a motion to approve an IT security audit.
Okay. Chris, did you want to put yourself on the record?
Sure. This is Chris Curtis, legislative auditor, and to echo Representative Thomas, we want to make sure that the agency it's clear that we are connecting an audit, and that is to ensure that we have the adequate authority to compel cooperation in obtaining information from the agency.
Representative Kaufman.
Thank you. Through the chair to Ms. Curtis, just wondering the upper end range of $1 million, if you could just elaborate a little bit on what might drive costs that high.
Through the chair, that is a complete guess, and that number was put in there as a bit of a shock value to let community members know that it could be expensive. We don't know until we go through procurement. Supply and demand is what would drive the cost up. Lots of demand for IT security. How much supply out there, that's something we'll figure out when we do a procurement. But this is not going to be a cheap endeavor. And it could be very costly, and we really do not know until we go through the convention procurement.
Yes, Representative Hoffman.
Through the chair, Ms. Curtis, do you feel you have, in the procurement process of a specialty, often information is needed in order to develop the scope of work, so you have to know what you might not know in order to develop the correct scope of work. Do you feel that you have that in hand, or might you need help just in developing the scope of work?
Through the chair, Representative Kaufman, we do not have anything in hand. We haven't started the audit. We haven't sent out an engagement letter. But the plan is to ask for information from the agency as far as their inventory of systems, what information they have already documented, and use that. Make a determination at that point whether we need to have expertise in order to draft the scope of services or not. The plan is pretty well laid out in the audit request that was approved last November as far as getting an IT security review over certain systems. There's a lot we could do in an IT audit. So right now, that has been kind of picked as the most important to go to move forward right now. So will we need expertise? Possibly. We'll make that call when we need make the request and obtain the information from the agency.
Thank you.
And Senator Reinhold. So I am thankful for this, so I'm thankful. Thank you very much for bringing this forward. There's just been so much, so many complaints in regards to the data and the data breaches. So I'm going to ask a question to Chris, and then I would like to make a comment. There was a bill passed about a year ago that gave the state access to a bunch of tax information, and I know a lot of people are concerned with this new bill that just passed with something like 87,000 agents are going to be collecting more taxes or something like that. Well, people are concerned even about the state having access into that data, so that's one area I would ask you to just really look at and make tight if that is appropriate. And then I would like to also make a comment that we all take an oath to the Constitution. It's Article 1, Section 2 says that people's privacy shall be protected, and it's the legislature that's supposed to do that. And so this finally is something that the legislature is doing. I've seen a lot of bills that do just the opposite. So I am extraordinarily appreciative. And what's the cost of people's data being violated? I actually think that's a huge burden for the people. So I'm actually okay with even if this is a big number. I think protecting people's privacy is our constitutional duty. So just confirm, what was the time frame that you had mentioned earlier? Was it 24 months or so? Could you speak to that again?
It could take up to 2 years, I suppose. We don't necessarily know how the impact of all the federal funds we have to audit, how that's going to play out. We are planning on contracting out to make federal programs. I don't have a good understanding to what degree that will free up our resources to do other things over the next 2 years. So. I think worst case scenario is 2 years out, but I'd hope to at least start the groundwork as far as reaching out and asking for information from the agency before that. And I don't know also how long it will take a private organization to turn it around. So maybe 2 years out before we start, hopefully earlier than that. How long will it take to actually complete? I don't know.
Perhaps either at our December or January meeting, you could just say, hey, I've had conversations with OIT, this is where we're at, starting the RFP process or not, or what have you. Just kind of give us a verbal update.
That won't happen by December. It won't happen. I mean, yeah, we won't be anywhere close to starting up the church. So then talking at least a year out, maybe this spring, I can think about drafting an engagement letter to start the process of asking for information from the agency.
Any other further questions from committee members? Anybody on the phone? Questions for Ms. Curtis or for Representative Swanholt? Okay, so we will, I need a motion to approve the special audit request for the Office of Information Technology with the new language that was proposed. Representative Buck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the special audit request for the Office of Information Technology as presented and as potentially amended.
Is there any objection to approving the special audit request? If seeing none, the special audit request for the information we will take it at ease.
we back on, we're back online, and we're, Representative Tuck is going to further clarify the motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the special audit request for the Office of Information Technology as presented, with the understanding that this is a full audit, not a review.
Thank you. Is there any questions or comments from committee members, both present or online? This is an audit. All right, seeing and hearing none, then a special audit request for the Office of Information Technology has been passed and approved. All right, our next order of business is to go into executive session to review and consider the preliminary audit for the State Medical Board, Sunset, and the final fiscal year 2021 single audit and the Alaska CARES Act Small Business Program Relief Special Audit. So, Vice Chair Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 for the discussion of matters that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask that the following persons remain in the room or online: the legislative auditor or necessary staff for the auditor, any legislators not on the committee, staff for the legislators who are members of the committee, and House Finance staff there located in Juneau.
Is there objection to the executive session motion? Seeing and hearing none, we will go into executive session after a brief at ease through the room. We are at ease.
Okay, thank you. We are back on the record. It is, according to my watch, 2:49 p.m. Members present in this room are myself, Senator Von Imhoff, we have Senator Laura Reinbold, we have Representative Ivy Swanholz, and we have Representative James Coffin. On the line, we have alternate Representative Ortiz, Senator Keel, Representative Edgman, Senator Wilson, Senator McChicky, and Representative Hannon. Thank you, everyone, for sticking with us this whole time. During the executive session, we discussed confidential matters related to audit. And can we have a motion, please, Representative Coffin?
I move the following preliminary audit be released to the agencies for response. State Medical Board Sunset Audit.
Is there any objection from anybody in the room or anyone on the phone? Hearing none, the preliminary audit for the State Medical Board passes. So next, may I please have a motion for the final audit report?
I move the following audits be released as final audit reports. Fiscal year 21 single audit and Alaska CARES Act grants special audit.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Senator Reinbold would like to make a comment.
This is a very important audit, and I want to thank the committee for ensuring that this gets done and also all the amazing work of the auditors. Thank you. There's some very important and very alarming findings in here, and I just want to admonish people in the future to look into this and take corrective action, so this does not, some of these significant findings don't happen again. And I also hope that people are held accountable that are currently in positions that could have done a better job. And with that, I will definitely vote to release this. And thank you, Chair Von Imhoff. Thank you. So is there any further objection? All right, seeing and hearing none, the motion passes. Is there any further business in front of the committee? Okay, so our next meeting, I'm working on the date right now. I am polling committee members. Hopefully it'll be within the month. Representative Coffin.
I'm sorry, I did forget to mention that with respect to the top 10 audit finding process that was mentioned earlier, that my staff and I wrote a section of language that could go into the legislative budget and audit handbook. It's very simple, very minimalistic. We sent that to the chair and the staff, so that'll get circulated. Please take a look at that, and the idea will be of kind of the very high-level guidance that could be in the LBNA handbook, and then additionally we can look at going forward anything else that we need to do to strengthen or put teeth or define it for perhaps to decide on some final language before the end of the year is out within the committee listing members. Thank you.
Thank you. We will distribute that to the group for consideration. But like I was mentioning before, we will have a next scheduled meeting, and we're polling dates right now, and we'll make a public announcement once that date is decided. So thank you. With no further items on the agenda, we are adjourned.